Peoples of the West. The mild climate and dependable food sources of the West Coast created a favorable environment for many different groups. The peoples of the northwestern coast, such as the Tlingit, Haida, and Chinook, developed a way of life that used the resources of the forest and the sea. They built wooden houses and made canoes, cloth, and baskets from the tree bark. Using spears and traps, they fished for salmon along the coast and in rivers such as the Columbia. This large fish was the main food of the northwestern people. They preserved the salmon by smoking it over fires. Salmon was also important for the people of the Plateau region, the area between the Cascade Mountains and the Rocky Mountains. The Nez Perce and Yakima peoples fished the rivers, hunted deer in forests, and gathered roots and berries. The root of the camas plant, a relative of the lily, was an important part of their diet. The Plateau peoples lived in earthen houses. Present-day California was home to a great variety of cultures. Along the northern coast, Native Americans fished for their food. In the more barren environment of the southern deserts, nomadic groups wandered from place to place collecting roots and seeds. In the Central Valley, the Pomo gathered acorns and pounded them into flour. As in many Native American cultures, the women of the Pomo did most of the gathering and flour making. In the Great Basin, between the Sierra Nevada and the Rocky Mountains, Native Americans found ways to live in the dry climate. The soil was too hard and rocky for farming, so people such as the Ute and Shoshone traveled in search of food. They ate small game, pine nuts, juniper berries, roots, and some insects. Instead of making permanent settlements, the Great Basin people created temporary shelters of branches and reeds. Peoples of the Southwest. Descendants of the Anasazi formed the Hopi, the Acoma, and the Zuni peoples of the Southwest. They built their homes from a type of sun-dried mud brick called adobe. They raised corn or maize as their basic food. They also grew beans, squash, melons, pumpkins, and fruit. The people of the Southwest also took part in the sophisticated trade network that extended throughout the Southwest and into Mexico. In the 1500s, two new groups settled in the region, the Apache and the Navajo. Unlike the other peoples of the Southwest, the Apache and Navajo were hunters and gatherers. They hunted deer and other game. Eventually, the Navajo settled into stationary communities and built square houses called hogans. In addition to hunting and gathering, they began to grow maize and beans. They also began raising sheep in the 1600s. People of the Plains. The people of the Great Plains were nomadic. Villages were temporary, lasting only for a growing season or two. When the people moved from place to place, they dragged their homes, cone-shaped skin tents called teepees, behind them. The men hunted antelope, deer, and buffalo. The women tended plots of maize, squash, and beans. When the Spanish brought horses to Mexico in the 1500s, some got loose. In the time, horses made their way north. Native Americans captured and tamed the wild horses, and the Comanche, the Dakota, and other plains people became skilled riders. They learned to hunt on horseback and to use the horses in warfare, attacking their enemies with long spears, bows and arrows, clubs, and knives.